ASL's top story this hour, a local race that won't be decided until next fall is already attracting national attention.
It is the expected rematch between Mia Love and Doug Owens for Utah's 4th congressional seat. Our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote, begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, Doug Owens lost to Mia Love last November, and it was a close race. So could be next year's matchup. Now the Deseret News points out that this week's news that Congresswoman Love is paying back taxpayers for a second trip between D.C. and SLC comes at the same time as growing interest from the National Democratic Party in Owens' campaign. Pollster Doug Jones says, Dan Jones says, this shows there is a problem for Love. Not a large one, but a problem. But a year is a long time and anything can happen. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, national attention now focused on a Utah congressional race that is still a year away.
The expected rematch between Mia Love and Doug Owens got a new twist this week. Our live team coverage, Your Voice, Your Vote, begins with Mary Richards in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, some pollsters and pundits point to the news this week that Mia Love is reimbursing taxpayers for certain flights to D.C. They say the trips show a problem for Love, that she's not focused on Utah's 4th District. But Doug Owens' campaign and Mia Love's campaign didn't want to get into the travel talk. A BYU political science professor, though, tells the Deseret News, most voters aren't paying attention yet, but the national attention will mean more money for both candidates and a close matchup next November. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.